يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى الْقِتَالِ إِنْ يَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ 20 صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا 200 وَإِنْ يَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ 100 يغلبوا 1000 من الذين كفروا بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون.
O Prophet, rouse the believers to fighting. If there be 20 of you who persevere, they shall vanquish 200. And if there be of you 100, they shall vanquish 1,000 of those who disbelieve. For they are a people who lack understanding. For they are a people who lack understanding. What is nowadays called morale has been described as understanding in the Quran. The word in this context refers to the one who is fully cognizant of his objective, who is quite clear in his mind that the cause for which he has staked his life is much more valuable than his own life, and hence, if that cause is left unrealized, his life will lose all its worth and meaning. Such a conscious, committed person actually becomes many times more powerful than he who fights without any consciousness of his cause, even though the two might be comparable in physical strength.
الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم 100 صابرة يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 1000 يغلبوا 2000 بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين.
Allah has now lightened your burden, for He found weakness in you. So if there be 100 of you who persevere, they shall vanquish 200. And if there be 1,000 of you, they shall, by the leave of Allah, vanquish 2,000. Allah is with those who persevere. They shall, by the leave of Allah, vanquish 2,000.
This does not mean that since the faith of Muslims had declined, their 10 times superiority over the unbelievers had been reduced to twice only. What it means is that ideally a Muslim is 10 times stronger than an unbeliever. However, since the Muslims had not as yet been thoroughly trained and had not reached the desired level of maturity in their understanding, they are asked not to feel uneasy at least at challenging an enemy which is twice as strong. It should be borne in mind that the Quranic directive was given in 2 after Hijri, 624 CE, when most of the Muslims, being recent converts to Islam, had undergone little training.
ما كان لنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثخن في الأرض تريدون عرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة والله عزيز حكيم.
It behoves not a prophet to take captives until he has sufficiently suppressed the enemies in the land. You merely seek the gains of the world, whereas Allah desires for you the good of the hereafter. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم.
Had there not been a previous decree from Allah, a stern punishment would have afflicted you for what you have taken.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
So eat that which you have obtained, for it is lawful and clean, and fear Allah. Surely, Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. So eat that which you have obtained, for it is lawful and clean, and fear Allah.
The preliminary instructions about war given in Surah Muhammad 47:4 before the Battle of Badr had allowed ransom for release of prisoners of war. But the permission was presupposed the crushing of the enemy's might before the vanquished were taken prisoners. Their capture at Badr and the acceptance of ransom for their release, though lawful, fell short of the stipulation that the enemy be completely crushed before any prisoners were taken and the spoils of war were collected. God disapproved of this negligence on the part of Muslims. If they had strictly followed the command of God and chased the fleeing enemy, the Quraysh could have been dealt a death blow once and for all.